This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. The Dallas Independent School District and several nonprofit groups are opening the first phase of a homeless youth center for teens and young adults ages 14 to 21. The center will offer various services, including meals, access to showers, a computer lab, and medical and mental health referrals. At least 4,000 students in Dallas ISD are considered homeless. Many can't afford housing or they can't go home because of family problems. Some live on the streets, others move around from place to place. The first phase of the Fannie C. Harris Youth Center near Fair Park will offer something many of these young people haven't had, a regular place to go. The school district is partnering with City Square and Promise House. George Baldor is founder of After Eight to Educate, one of the groups leading the project. He says meeting the needs of these young people is crucial.
They're making the effort to, you know, while living under a bridge or in a car, and they're washing up at the restrooms at the gas stations. They're facing all kinds of obstacles, you know, just for nutrition and for basic needs. And they're still making that effort and attending schools.
Last year, the Dallas School Board approved opening the youth center at a former elementary school. The district and various nonprofits are splitting the cost. In the spring, the center will open a residential wing with 35 beds for emergency shelter and transitional living. The beds will be for students who are living on the streets, under a bridge, or in a car. Baldor says the growing number of students identified as homeless is alarming.
But in a city like Dallas, for example, where we celebrate the growth and the new buildings that are going up, the skyscrapers, and I think we need to look not only down the street, but maybe, you know, under bridges and see that these faces are there.
A ceremony marking the opening of the first phase of the center is scheduled for 10 a.m. today. Stella Chavez, KERA News.